Shalom. You are listening to The Set Voice by Pastor Randolph Ajay. This podcast will help you clearly identify God's voice in this season of uncertainty by solidifying your walk with Christ. And now, let's hear the word of God for today.
On the last episode of The Set Voice, we started looking at how we would set our year in motion. One of the things that we looked at was to make sure that we get the priority right, that we set the first thing in order. And as I said, make sure that in 2021, if there's anything that you are seeking, God, seek first His kingdom, seek first His righteousness. Seek God. Let Him be, you know, the very essence of why you want to be in this year. Let Him be the very essence of everything that you do, you know, as the year goes by. When God becomes the first and the most important person, and you seek nothing but His will, what would eventually happen is that, you know, God is going to make sure that He brings His will to come to bear in your life, and there'll be nothing else but victory. Now, we have to understand this. Seeking God does not mean being idle. There are many, many people that feel like seeking God means that they just have to pray, they just have to, you know, read the Bible, and that's it. You know, there's something very important when you look at the four living creatures. The four living creatures, you know, represents the dimensions of the life of the kingdom man. One aspect of the face of the four living creatures is that of an eagle. The eagle represents intimacy. It represents man's relationship with God. Why? Because the eagle has to fly, and he has to soar, and he has to go and be with God. And that talks about that phase of our lives that has to do with, you know, fellowship with God, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And in one of these days, I'll take time in, you know, some of the episodes to come to talk about the four faces of the kingdom man. But the kingdom man is just not an eagle. The kingdom man is also a lion. That means that after you've gone to be with God and all the prayers and, you know, seeking His face and, you know, worshiping and having all that times of fruitful relationship with God, you have to come back. You cannot dwell on the mountain forever. You know, you would have to come back as a lion. And what you have to do is that you have to dominate and take dominion over wherever you find yourself. As a matter of fact, one of the first commands God gave to man was to take dominion, And, you know, one other face of the man is that of the ox. You know, this year for our church, our theme is our year of doing, and it's the year of the ox, which literally represents the aspect of man that has to do with work and work and work and debting themselves and getting out there on the field and doing the very things that God is asking them to do this. So I want you to understand this. It's not just about seeking God. Seeking God is the first thing. Is the most important thing. It must be the first thing on your, you know, your checklist. And the moment you begin to seek Him, what happens is that God would begin to bring His mind to bear in your life, and He would start telling you what to do, what not to do, and how to do what He has called you to do. So the second thing I want you to take note of this year, if you want, you know, to have a different 2021 than 2020, if you want to have a year that is fruitful and a year that is going to be good and a year that is going to be productive, one of the things that I want you to start looking at is that you would have to set order. You have to set the right things in place. So the first thing is God. The next thing is to bring order. Now, let me tell you something. Let's read a scripture. In the book of Genesis, the chapter number 2, the verse number 5, the Bible says, let me start from the verse number 4. The Bible says, this is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In that day, the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. The Bible says in the verse number 5, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, you know, for the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth, for there was no man to till the ground. Now, this tells us that God intended to rain upon the earth. God had an intention to rain upon the earth. Why? Because the trees that He had created, the grass He had created, you know, the animals needed rain and water for survival. As a matter of fact, everything about creation needs water for survival. But the Bible says that in as much as God had brought all creation to come to bear, He had not given the earth the most important thing, that was water. And why had God not given the earth the most important thing, that was water? Because there was no man to till the ground. What does it mean? The moment the rain begins to hit the ground, all the things will start growing, the trees, the grass, and everything will start growing. And if there's no man to till the ground and put things in order, it's going to be nothing but chaos. You're going to have all the tree growing together. You would have the trees crashing each other. You would have, you know, just imagine you've bought a piece of land and you don't have a keeper or someone who is tilling that land. It's just a matter of when you go, it's going to be nothing but a bush. And when it becomes a bush, you're going to have snakes and rats and all of these kind of things there. So God knew that if he should pour the rain on the ground without a man in place to till the ground, you know, what is meant to be a blessing is going to be nothing but a chaos. And that is what happens in most of our lives. You know, even the things that God intends to become a blessing in our lives ends up becoming, you know, curses for us. It comes, ends up becoming distractions for us. Why? Because we are not in place to till the ground. So guess what? God withheld the rain until Adam came into the scene. God withheld the rain until Eve came into the scene. If there's anything this thing tells us, it tells us that our God is a God of order. God knows what to bring in at what point in time, and he knows what to withhold. If there's anything the story of creation teaches us, it tells us that God is an orderly God. And that is why I don't believe in the notion that, you know, Christians must be disorderly. That is why I get vexed in my spirit when I see Christians do things anyhow. People act anyhow. You know, they walk anyhow. They have no vision. They have no plan. You know, they just do things for the sake of doing it. And it is not something that represents our kingdom. And it is not something that represents our God. I want to tell you, if you had brought a little order in your life in 2020, you would have been far ahead. If you had just brought a little order. You see, order brings boundaries. Order sets the right precedents. Order brings respect. Order ensures growth. When there is order, you see, every country has their set of rules and regulations, and the essence of the constitution of the country is to bring order. The reason why countries, you know, invest in police and policing and paying people just to roam our streets and you see them wasting fuel and the cars driving around is nothing. The essence of the police is just to ensure that the country functions effectively and there is order. Because you see, no matter how someone is anointed, gifted, or talented, if the person has not or doesn't have order in their life, their talents and their gifts would amount to nothing. If there's anything you need after seeking God, you need to seek order in your life. What does it mean? The moment you find order in your life would be ordered. Did you hear what I said? The moment you begin to bring order in your life is going to be ordered. Guess what? God did not create Adam and Eve before he created the tree. God did not create Adam and Eve before he created, you know, the animals, because God knew that Adam and Eve would need a place to stay, and that is the place called the earth. So the first thing God created was the earth. God knew that when man comes into place, he will need, you know, building or roof over his head. So before Adam came in, the trees had come, because out of the tree, he would get wood and timber to build his house. God knew that man had to eat. So before Adam comes into the scene, the trees, the fruits were full. God knew that man needs protein and he needs animals and something to feed on. So everything Adam and Eve needed was brought in place in order before they came in, because God knew that they needed this for survival. What you need to do is that also in this year, you have to make sure that you order your life. Begin to set the things that you need in place to ensure that your life works smoothly. And if that means that, you know, to bring order, you would have to lose some friends, so be it. If it means that you have to cut off some people, so be it. If it means that in order for you to work in order and bring order to your life, some things that you like, some movies that you like, some places that you used to love going, some things that you used to love doing, and it did nothing but waste your time and brought, you know, this order in your life, if you have to let it go, you would have to let it go. Because listen, when you channel a hole and you pour water in that hole, the water would flow through that channel based on the direction you've given the channel. In that same way, God wants you to bring order in your life in this year 2021. So one of the things you need to ask yourself is that what needs to be in place in my life and what needs to go out of my life. You have to have a very careful time of reflection whereby you have to sit down and think of the very things that needs to be in place and the very things that must not be in place. You have to think of what you need to remove and you have to think of what you need to bring in. You must bring your life in order for this season. Don't do things anyhow. Don't live your life haphazardly. Just yesterday, we were in the beginning of 2020. Before the eye, we blinked our eye, we had come across to 2021. You never know. You don't control the time. You don't control the clock. And for every second that takes, you have lost a second of your life that you would never get back. Therefore, it's important that you begin to set the right system, the right mechanisms in place, and bring what we call order in your life in this year 2021. You know, when you bring order in your life, the Holy Spirit would be able to work with you. When you bring order in your life, God would be able to move and flow with you. Why? Because God is a God of order. And as I said, when you bring order in your life is going to be ordered. You would have to bring order in your relationship with God. It means that you have to decide, what time am I reading my Bible? What time am I praying? How many of my hours are going to be devoted for God? How many of my hours are going to be devoted for family? How many of my hours are going to be devoted to my books? How many of my hours are going to be devoted for my friends? Don't let the 24 hours just come and die like that. Don't let it come and be wasted like that, because as this time passes by, these are times that you would never ever be able to get back. And that's why the Bible tells us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. So yes, you've sought God, or you are putting God first on your list. The next thing is that you need to bring order. Order in everything that you do. Plan your days. Plan your weeks. And listen, as you are planning this, remember God is first. So you are always asking the Holy Spirit, what do I do? What would you want me to do? What would you want me to be? What would you? So it is actually what he is telling you, because remember, you've placed him at the beginning. It's what he is telling you that you're going to use that as the blueprint of planning your life and setting the right order and precedent. Don't waste time this year. Every time that you wasted is a time, like I said, you'll never gain. And every time that you gain is a time that you wouldn't waste. And listen, God is a God of times and seasons. Ensure that you bring order in your life in this year to ensure that you are able to redeem the time. For as the Bible says, the days are truly evil. You know, Dwight L. Moody said, make an appointment with God and make sure you honor it. And that is how you bring order in your life. You have 24 hours in a day. What do you do within these 24 hours? How much of these hours of the 24 you have is apportioned to God, is apportioned to family, is apportioned to your ministry, is apportioned to your calling, is apportioned to all the other things that you need to do? Don't waste the time. Have a plan. Pick up a pen and paper. Go before God in prayer. Let him pour out his mind and his will into your life. Let him tell you the things that he wants you to do. And the moment you have downloaded these things from God, begin to set order in your life. Don't do things haphazardly. Don't do things because everyone is doing it. Make sure that you set the right order. You set the right precedence in your life. And the moment you are able to bring order and structure in your life, there will be nothing else but growth. There will be nothing else but victory. Remember, God did not cause rain to fall in on the ground because there was no man to till the ground. And that is why people say that if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. In the same way, you can't let your rain be falling if you're not in place to till the ground. God is a very ordered God. Order your life this year. People may say, yes, you are too known and wise that you've changed suddenly. In order for things to change, there is a need for you to change. And you know, in you trying to bring order and structure in your life, there'll be people that will be offended. There'll be people that don't like you. Why? Because they are comfortable in disorderliness. But you would have to understand that, listen, this is going to be a new year. It's going to be a new season. And one of the things I want to do is that I want to do things right this year. So remember, number one, let God be your priority. Seek his face. Wait upon him. Let him download his mind to you. And the moment you've gotten to a place where you've heard what God wants you to do, begin to set the right structures in place so that God will be able to operate through. Because number one, God is a God of order. So yes, after seeking God, make sure you bring order and structure in your life in 2021. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. We pray you were blessed. Please follow Pastor Randolph on all social media platforms. We also invite you to fellowship with us here at Kingdom Ambassador Centre on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. at Unit 21 Millmead Business Centre, Millmead Road, N17 9QU in Tottenham Hale, London. Our services are also live streamed on Sundays at 11 a.m. on our KAC Network YouTube page. We hope to see you soon. Shalom and God bless you.